Yeah, it was a little challenging to install the mesh plastic stuff. So maybe when I get bored, I think I'm going to make an image for it, because I know like Greg's interested in it and probably Eric. So just give me some time to get all that straightened out, and that way we'll just have an SD card image with it already on it, and then all you have to do is anytime you need to reinstall or whatever, you just flash that image and update the OS or whatever needs to be done, and you'll be done. So I'll try to use the ASL3 image, even though AllStar won't be necessarily running on it. They've got a lot of those like little extra things, like the web admin and things like that. So that's the only reason why I think I might base it off of that. So, but yeah, that'll be cool. Might take me a while to get to that point, but I'll put it on my list of things to do to get people a little bit more interested in Meshtastic. And even if you can get this to the point where it's like set and forget, even if you lose interest for a while, you can just let it sit for a while and, kind of coast and that. And I also have a feeling at some point down the road, we will probably use these modem thing boards for something else. There's going to be something that supersedes or replaces Meshtastic, and it'll be something better. So I think we're just at the beginning of all this stuff, like better route, something that does better routing, does better, ideas, makes it more efficient and works well. I've already seen some YouTube videos of a project where people were doing stuff like that. The other thing I was thinking, you're putting that stuff on the roof. And some of the videos I was watching, this guy just went and rented a bucket truck, and he was just like mounting all of this stuff on his roof with a bucket truck.